Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, May 8th, 2025. The Maine Jewish Film Festival draws to a close with what they say is a very special screening in Bangor tonight. Quote, one of our most well-attended festival films, the other takes us into the complex relationship of shared humanity, culture, and connection between Israelis and Palestinians, and the transformative journey that follows when they are faced with meeting, in quotation marks, the other. As such, it provides an extraordinary example of what we are all capable of as humans when empathy and understanding are the orders of the day. Filmed in 2017 to 2024, including post-October 7th and during the subsequent war, the other focuses on Israeli and Palestinian peace builders, anti-occupation activists, artists, academics, ex-fighters, bereaved parents, and many more living the reality on the ground, end quote. The screening will be taking place at the Bangor Public Library tonight, May 8th. Doors open with light refreshments at 5:30 and the film starts at 6 p.m. It's free and open to the public, and donations to cover the costs are most welcome. Reservations are not required, so please arrive in time to ensure best seating, organizers say. The screening is sponsored by the Maine Jewish Film Festival and Keshi. Quote, a group of Maine Jews committed to working for a lasting peace in Israel and Palestine in which both Israelis and Palestinians can live with full democratic and civil rights in peace, freedom, dignity, and safety, end quote. Again, that is one of the showings of the Jewish Film Festival, and it will be tonight at the Bangor Public Library, doors opening at 5:30 and the film at 6. Ticket sales open today for Eccentric Films of Nancy Andrews, a four-night film series showcasing the unique artistic vision and experimental storytelling techniques of College of the Atlantic T.A. Cox Chair in Studio Arts, Nancy Andrews. Quote, Eccentric Films of Nancy Andrews spans a diverse selection of works dating from 1995 to 2025, including early works and genre-defying films that have earned Andrews recognition at film festivals and film series worldwide. Each night features a live Q&A session with Andrews where she will discuss her creative process and the themes explored in her films. Andrews is a visionary filmmaker whose works have garnered critical acclaim for their experimental narratives, imaginative visual storytelling, and fearless exploration of unconventional themes. End quote. Andrew's films have been featured at prestigious festivals around the world and have won numerous awards. And you can find out more at realpizza.com, where, as of today, tickets are on sale. And if you aren't from this area, Real Pizza is R-E-E-L pizza.com. Speaking of College of the Atlantic, the public is invited to mark the start of grazing season at COA Peggy Rockefeller Farm as the sheep flock is led out of the barn for their first taste of spring grass this coming Saturday, May 10th, starting at 10 a.m. The lambs and ewes will be set free of the barn at 10:30 a.m. After watching them frolic, guests can explore the farm, roll out a picnic basket, stay for some lawn games, and a fiber spinning demo. Farm products will be available for sale, and COA student farm staff will be on hand to share about the food and farming projects and talk about the animals and answer questions. All are welcome to this free, family-friendly event. It takes place at the farm's Cameron Barn. It's located at 532 Crooked Road. Parking is limited, and carpooling is encouraged. And again, that is happening Saturday, May 10th, starting at 10 at the Rockefeller Farm, COA Rockefeller Farm. Hopefully I have time for one more quick one. A bit further down the coast on Saturday, the Friends of Sears Island invite you to celebrate Migratory Bird Day. Quote, birds love Sears Island, a national e-bird hotspot. Meet Maine master naturalist Chloe Chun and Todd Miller at the Sears Island Gate and see birds that flock to the island. Be ready for warblers in the trees and waders along the shore and maybe an osprey or two. This walk is ADA accessible, parking is easy, and there are rustic facilities, end quote. That's happening on Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Sears Island, and you can get more information at friendsofsearsisland.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.